this sparkly bubble will get you.
Meeting to order for the Design Review Board meeting for Tuesday, May 10th, 2011. Could I get roll call, please?
Member Branch. Member Brown.
Here.
Member Schneider.
Here.
Member Smith.
Here.
Member Wignott is absent. Member Vice Chair Messner.
Here.
Chair Herrera.
Here. Okay. With that, we'll move to meeting minutes from April 26th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
No. Whoa. A discussion. Oops.
Discussion. I'm sorry. Bob?
On page three, item E1, under, I guess, I'm not sure what it is, the third paragraph, I guess, where it starts out, Member Schneider, Chair Brown's designee, yada, yada.
Yes,
well, maybe that's old stuff, but the last sentence that says he stated that the applicant studied moving the screen equipment, and instead of equipment, we should have material to the inside and then insert of the chain link fence, and discovered there were some technical difficulties. I think that was more the intent of what that was. And I've got one other one someplace. On item, on page six, in the motion, item number three, last sentence, provide a view from the northeast corner to show the relation of the intersection instead of just the corner. I just want to clarify northeast corner.
Okay. Member Brown.
I think it should be in on page three, beginning Member Schneider. I think it should be Chair Herrera's designee, not Chair Brown.
Yep.
Okay. Ready for any more? Do we have any more discussion items? No? Okay. So that was, I believe that was, okay. So that was,
Mr. Chair, would you call for a question?
Yes. Are all in favor? Say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay. Okay. With that, we'll move to, Street Tree Subcommittee report. Chris?
Nothing but to report other than that the next meeting will be May 24th, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, okay. May 24th, 2 o'clock. Okay, B3, Planner Director report.
Okay, thank you, Chair Herrera and members of the board. Fairly brief report for you today. On May 3rd, the City Council had met and they reviewed the Urban Forest Management Plan at that meeting. They had some comments and directed it back to staff to be revised per comments received at that meeting, and we expect to see that in the council before the council in another month or two. I'll keep you up to date as to when that's returning. And then the only other thing I have to report to you is yesterday the Planning Commission met and they were given a workshop / discussion about the Cal Green and Cal Reach codes, what that means, and actually it was a little bit more than that. They talked about the planning process in general, taking away from all the mystique that we do on a daily basis. And just explain the whole process, what these various codes mean to projects that are going through our process. I'm not going to go through what that discussion really had, but if you're interested, it's about an hour-long presentation. It's available on Granicus to watch at your leisure, and you might find it worthwhile. And that's all that I have for you for the director's report today.
Okay. Okay, with that, we'll move to the review of agenda and projected agenda items.
Okay. Thank you again, Chair Herrera, members of the board. We have a couple of items that are have requested continuances from today. The first one is on your preliminary calendar, item I-1, permit 09129 DRB, the Bardux Astro Aerospace Remediation Program located at 6338 Linmar Drive. The applicant requests to continue that that project to June 28th of this calendar year. The very next item, I-2, permit 11-011-DRB, the Haskell's Landing Project, located at the northwest corner of Hollister Avenue and Lars Thomas Road. That applicant requests to continue that project to your next calendar, May 24th. And then the very next project on your calendar, this one's on the conceptual calendar, item K1, permit number 02-089-DRB, the South Fairview Commercial Center project located at 151 South Fairview Avenue. Although that one was new to this agenda, that applicant is requesting that we continue it to May 24th of this calendar year. As we look at your calendars, there is room for all of these on your future calendar dates.
Okay.
Before I make the motion to do the continuance, do we need to open up the public hearing in case there's someone from the public here that wishes to speak to these items?
We certainly could.
Okay. Well, I just wonder, we don't do it as a practice, but in another venue, we do that, and I just think that in case somebody has come, we do have a public member here, and I don't know whether or not he's here to speak to any of these items, but
okay.
I guess the chair could open it and then for public comment and then close it if there is no public comment, and then I'll make the motion at the conclusion of that.
Okay.
No speaker slips for those items that were brought up.
All right, fine. Then I'll make a motion to continue item I-1 to June 28th and items I-2 and K-1 to May 24th.
I'll second it.
Okay. Okay.
All those in favor? So you call the question,
yes.
Mr. Chair?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. This will move to public comment. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. It is requested that each speaker complete a speaker request form and submit it to the recording clerk. Reasonable time limits are imposed on each topic and each speaker. In accordance with the provisions of the Ralph M. Brown Act, no action or discussion may take place by the Design Review Board on any item not on the posted agenda. The Design Review Board may respond to statements made and questions asked and may direct the staff to report back on the topic at a future meeting. With this, I would like to ask for a 5-minute break, if we can, please.
Okay. If we could have items that were on the consent calendar meet us over at the table, that would be appreciated.
The consent calendar items today, item E2, the Wolf Residence 6166 Manzanillo Drive, I approved as submitted, so we'll make a motion to approve that as submitted. Recommend approval.
Okay. Second.
Okay. So we had a motion by Member Brown, seconded by Member Snyder.
Okay.
We'll flip that around. Motion made by Schneider, seconded by Brown.
Schneider, seconded by Brown. I'm sorry. Got it. Okay. And that was E2? E2.
Okay. Aye.
We have to call the question. Call for the question. All those
yes.
in favor of that?
All those in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. All opposed?
Okay. Then item E1, I reviewed and want to bring that back before the full board for consideration of the needle color. There seems to be some discrepancy on what at least I was expecting based upon the needles having two different colors on the two different sides of the needles. So I wanted the board to review that. So we need to pull that back before the full board.
Okay. If the applicant would come up. And while we're doing that, if we can get some quick declarations, if there are any.
Okay.
I have not been to the site recently, nor talked with anybody.
No additional declaration.
I visited the site.
Yeah, no additional declaration for me.
Thank you.
Did you guys want to look at the full plans at all?
I don't think so.
Thank you. Yep.
I mean, the issue that I found was, as you look at the branch that is the sample that's submitted, some of the needles have are different. The original color that we approved, the light green and the dark green, are there. But when the needle gets made up, somehow there's a lighter color involved. So everybody's got to chime in on whether that's okay or not.
Maybe Melissa can help us with what happened here.
My explanation is we did select the two colors that were picked on site. They interspersed those colors with the brown. The manufacturer does put a coating on the needles. It gives it
a white,
a
silvery
kind of a tint to it. If you look at these photos of the adjacent trees and what we saw on site, I really think it would fit better in to the surrounding area. It's only on one side that we can see this coat. It's a very, very transparent.
But it gives it a sort of a silvery look, which I don't think is kind of what we saw there.
If you hold it up to the samples, they do reflect the samples that were chosen. The smaller needles, that is the lighter green. This right here is this color.
Yeah, but
and then this darker one is that color right there.
But the reverse side is a white. It's silver.
They spray a coating on it, and I believe it's just to give it a more natural appearance.
So is the coating only, can the coating be other colors that other than this, whatever the sort of silvery, whitish color, gray color is?
I would have to check with the manufacturer if they could change that or just not include it. However, it is only on one side.
But it gives the whole thing a completely different tint than I think than what we were expecting.
And these were the samples I brought last time.
I think we were expecting to be these two colors and with the brown, which is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the underside, it's a far cry from these two colors. It's a whole nother.
That darker one is the dark green color.
No,
just flip it over.
If you flip it over, it's that color. But on that side, it certainly isn't, and you're going to see this throughout the tree, that color.
I have a question. It might be best to take it out in the full sunlight, not inside this light, just see how it reflects.
Maybe.
Might be a good...
I'm open to that as well.
Yeah. Do you want to go just... take a few moments to go out and look at it?
I think we all should, if anybody, because I really think that the different light... Because outside is 55 Kelvin.
Okay.
Inside
right.
Here is different.
Okay. So let's go do it. Yes, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the board, if I may summarize the discussion on color matching, it does appear that on the sample that was submitted for final review that there is a coating that makes the color look lighter than what was selected at preliminary review. So I think the solution would be that we do note the two colors that are were requested by the board that on the color sample sheet as suitable without the coating. So I would suggest that we put those two colors into the record. They are noted on the plans here, and before they get installed, I will personally make sure that they match what the color sheet is, and if they're not, then we'll come back for final revised final review. Okay. And I have a number of conditions requested by Member Brown to be attached to the final approval, which I can read quickly. But I will let the board make any comments and a motion if it pleases.
Comments? Schneider?
I'll move for, what are we here for, final approval with the condition that staff verify that the two colors that we previously approved are used with no additional coating applied. And staff will have to verify that before installation can proceed. And then also that we add in the previous conditions that Shine was just mentioned that was we're going to read into the record.
And I'll second.
And I will read those conditions. One branch foliage must vary in density, spacing, size, and angle to avoid rigid symmetry. Two, overall tree shape shall integrate with the context of the site. Three, colors of the faux trunk and branches shall be non-reflective. Needle color shall be a blend of light green, thick plastic, and dark green, regular plastic, interspersed with brown to provide a more natural appearance. Four, exterior surface of the faux trunk shall be dark brown and emulate the texture of a real tree. Five, all antennas, panels, microwave, and GPS. Mounting brackets and coax cables shall be completely screened from public view by the faux foliage and painted to match. Six, branch density shall be a minimum of three branches per linear foot. Branch foliage shall continue down the faux trunk so as to fully conceal the trunk from prominent public vantage points, and the overall design shall substantially conform to and implement the visual effect represented on the elevations accompanying the application. And seven, the equipment enclosure shall be black chain link fence enclosure. End of conditions.
And I thought about, there was something, did you read about the equipment cabinets?
The generic equipment cabinets come in tan.
Okay. So. All right, thank you.
I have a follow-up question on Carl's comment on the coating. Is there a coating over that, like a protective coating or to keep it from fading or anything? Does that material come straight?
I believe it comes without a coating, but I could definitely come back to you guys and let you know.
Okay, because like some cars, it's like have a clear coat, and if you don't have a clear coat, then yes, yeah.
Okay. We can look into that and report back to you, but I think we know what the colors should be, and we'll endeavor to make sure those are the colors that are installed.
So we have a motion by Member Schneider, seconded by Member Smith. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, so is it?
Yes. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're completed E1. With that, we'll move to sign calendar.
Sign committee met today on item F1, Cabrillo Business Park, overall sign plan amendments, 6767 Hollister Avenue, and had various comments, which we and recommend continuing to the May 24th sign hearing. So that'll be a motion for continuance with comments to the May 24th meeting.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Member Schneider, seconded by Member Brown. All those in favor?
Right? Aye.
All right. Okay, F1 was just completed. With that, we'll move to G, revised final calendar. Seeing none. With that, we'll move to H, final calendar. Madam Secretary, will you please announce the item? H1.
Item H1 is Design Review Board Permit Number 08-196-DRB, Montecito Bank and Trust, 6900 and 6950 Hollister Avenue, APN 073-140-006-019.
And I will need to recuse myself as the applicant is a client of mine.
Okay. Declarations of the site. Has everybody visited the site? Okay, I believe we've all visited the site. Okay, so with this, we'll move on to Shine.
Thank you, members of the board. We're here for a final review. I'll let the applicant jump into his presentations of the plans. I may ask questions to help evaluate some of the conditions that DRB review would help with the clearance of. Thank you.
And before Craig begins speaking, I just want to let the board know that we do have the previous motion from the board up on the screen. And if you need us to review that with you, we are available to do so.
Well, I guess my question for Craig is, you're just going to go over those things that were sort of outstanding. Is that right? Okay, good. Thank you.
Just to recap, Craig Mon is with the Toves Group, agent for the applicant. Just reviewing from our last meeting, which we were at a preliminary review, and using the meeting minutes to kind of go over outstanding any outstanding items or items that have changed on the site plan. Not much to address as far as the motion that was made. Just a couple areas of clarification. There was a note here on the motion about revisit the remediation equipment area. Previously, we had a remediation equipment area which was located adjacent to the trash enclosure. This was for a concrete pad where the remediation equipment would be relocated. We can now accommodate that on the inside of the trash enclosure, so that allows us to landscape that area. So that wasn't previously on the plan, so now it's on the previous plan.
And is that reflected there? I mean, it looks like the trash enclosure is just sufficient room for the trash containers. Is that?
It's wall-mounted equipment.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's not reflected on this enclosure per se, but we've looked at the bin size and mounting on the interior side of the trash enclosure.
And how big is this equipment? How large? What is the size of the equipment?
It's wall-mounted equipment. It has a clearance of 1 or 2 feet, and it could be either caged in or a couple of bollards to put in there. It's
The
inside, not visible from the outside. Yeah, on the inside of the. So
I would just think that you're going to need to enclose it in some way, because someone putting in a trash container could just push it against it. And
yeah, we've been concerned about that, and we've had two options: either it would be bollarded on the inside, or it would be like a chain length enclosure to actually fence it off.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Just reviewing the rest of the, most of them are just comments, not requiring follow-up. Jump in if you do have any questions, that I'm not addressing the comments. But item 11 talks about the detention basin over here. We're currently in plan check with Community Services. We haven't received any feedback per se on the detention basin on the 6950 parcel, but at the end of the day, we have accommodated for the drainage. I mean, we have some pooling that happens here, and we're addressing it the best we can by doing curb cuts in here and putting a new drain inlet.
Okay, is that reflected here on this landscape plan, or where is that located at?
It's reflected on the civil plans, and there's a curb cut that occurs right here, a new drainage inlet that occurs right here.
Okay, thank you.
Out of our community services plan check, I just want to identify a couple minor revisions to the site plan. Probably best to be seen on the landscape plan. We received a comment from Community Services. which was a pretty good comment. The concern was, well, someone goes in the driveway, how do they get back out? And particularly if they, you know, get halfway into the driveway, realize that every parking space is full and they're not going to be able to get out. So, you know, as you know, we hold our properties indefinitely. We didn't want a year from now to be a parking problem. So we looked at it in conjunction with community services and planning. And what we did is we made a designated turnaround area here.
Where is that?
It's, let me get the planning plan. It's along the last stall, the last parking stall. And so a car would have the ability to come in, go in the driveway, and realize that, you know, if there aren't sufficient places to park, we would stripe it appropriately, and they would have the ability to make a, I guess it would be a three-point turn at that point, and get back out. With regards to setbacks, the setback is no closer than it was on our plans that we were, that our entitlement plans that went through City Council. It's actually a few inches less than that. But that was a project revision change that I wanted you to be aware of.
What is the width of this area here?
Yeah.
The area where they turn around, what is the width of that area there?
I think it's referred to as the W2 dimension. And it is, let me find it. I'd like to just add that, you know, we did submit this to community services. We did receive their blessing on their templates and whatnot that they drop in. Okay. So I did want to identify that to you. One other item that did change, and I'd like to put that on the record as well. You know, as we go through the construction drawings, you know, we look a little closer at, you know, the configuration of the building. One minor change that occurred was this sidewalk that fronts the building frontage here was previously against the building and with a landscape on this side. The existing grades that occur on Stork, it elevates up as you come from the corner. Well, in order to get the proper slope for ADA, the perpendicular point where this point off, we had to pull it to the curb. If it was here against the building, this slope rises too quickly and it doesn't adhere to ADA standards. So just that 5 to 7 feet gives the ability and you stay under the slope. So we did that, therefore the plantings went against the building. There was a tree that was currently located here. When the landscaping goes against the buildings, it pushes the tree against the building too much.
Eliminate that.
Yeah, so there was an elimination of that one tree. Okay. Other than that, Shine, unless you have anything to add, it's the there, project that you saw.
There was a Scott, would you put that list up again? You could see that, please. What about the right-of-way with regard to the location of the trees and utility boxes?
We've located all trees outside of the right-of-way or the proposed right area.
What about the utility boxes?
All new utility boxes are being
outside of the right of way as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Identify that if you want.
See. Okay.
Yeah. utility box, irrigation meter. So here's our 10-foot minimum. So we're out of there. The only other item that I recall, not that you guys had illustrated you didn't have a preference, but we did make a decision on the tile.
Mr. Tobes did.
Mr. Tobes made a decision.
And he's going with?
He's going with this. There's a architectural featured wall here, be tiled, and so it will be this
one.
Tile.
Nice. That's pretty.
Yeah, we think it'll pop pretty well there. So just for the record, this is the one that we're going with.
Okay. Does it have a name?
It does. It's an Arizona tile. It's a Fair de Guatemala polished.
Okay. And that was it. Was it, Scott? You want to put that back up again, please? So we can just see. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, members, I have only a couple comments. One is I have here the lighting plan, if you wish to take another look at that. Craig, if you could go.
Has that changed?
No.
Let me just look. And we previously saw your lighting fixtures? Good, right.
Yeah.
But
there, I don't think we had the lighting fixtures located on the plans. Okay, that was one element.
So which one are you using here? I thought we were using the, I see, okay.
It's the night sky.
Yeah, good, okay.
All exterior and parking lot, adhere to the night sky.
So I don't recall seeing this, but why is at the northern edge there's some light spillover onto adjacent properties because the foot candles are 0.7, 0.89. I would have thought that would have been pretty low because you've got one fixture here, which is it, and that's coming back. Because there are houses over here adjacent here, are there not?
Yeah, there's another row of parking.
Oh, is there?
Too.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the reminder. All right. And are you, which series are you going to use? Which lamp do you know are you going to use?
I thought it was the, Coffin. That one.
Can is that designated someplace?
It should be called out in the
I see it.
Electrical
yeah.
spec.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
And my, and my second question or point is, we have a development plan condition that says that landscaping shall consist of approximately 75% drought-tolerant native and or Mediterranean-type species. So if I could have the landscape members of the board just to take a look at the planning list and comment on the record as to its conformance with the condition. If I could ask the landscape members to take a look at the planting list on and as to the planting types being drought tolerant, native or Mediterranean type species.
Craig, are you using recycled water for the landscape?
We are.
Where's the list?
We're putting in a new recycled meter.
Oh, okay.
Recycled water meter.
So really, they should be whatever plantings that are planned should be tolerant of increased salinity.
Yeah.
And has that been done? Landscape architect.
And Phil Suiting with Suiting Designs, right. Our architect, unfortunately, he couldn't make it. But yeah, we've been very cognizant of the type of water he's using.
Yeah. Okay.
Would the planting list be located after this? Sorry.
While we're looking for the planning list, I got a question on that parking, the turnaround. Oh, it's over there. Okay, thank you. Just my concern is if this parking lot is full, you have a car parked in that last end, they're going to stick out the back end out a little bit. And a car comes. Is there going to be enough room for that car to just get in here and then actually turn around?
Yeah, if I recall, the turnaround a typical parking dimension is 16 and a half by is it 8 and a half? Is that right? The turnaround area is not only wider.
It is wider. I understand that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying a car is going to be in here. It's going to be, the back end is going to stick out, you know, so many feet beyond the painted line. Okay? And if a car comes in, it's going to arc up high, try to get in here.
It's going to have to maneuver quite a bit to do that.
Our understanding is that for a standard size car, that the car is supposed to fit in the standard size space at 9 feet by 16 and a half feet long. So, sure, you might have the occasional truck SUV.
All right. I just wanted to bring that up for the record.
Okay.
Ultimately, community services will be looking at that.
Right. They do. And that's fine. I just want them to know that.
I think the landscaping looks good. It looks okay. I think the plant palette you selected is appropriate. And you have anything to add to that, Chris?
Hollister, this is
Stork.
Overall, I think the landscape's fine. I just think that a couple of these trees are too close to the sidewalk on the Stork, and so I think we got to call it for three of them. Which trees? No. You've got the same design. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, these are just a few feet away. That's my concern. Just a couple of these trees. Are too close to the sidewalk.
And what kind of trees, Chris, they are?
Look, my guess is I'm trying to pick out the pattern would be the Chinese evergreen elm.
Yeah, they grow pretty huge.
Yeah.
Would you have any recommendations, Chris, to...
Smaller tree.
Smaller tree for the area?
Something smaller, something where the canopy is more upright, not out... arching over towards the busy street, because you're going to have coming right down here a lot of delivery trucks and whatnot, and their boxes are going to be much higher. So something much taller, maybe a Brisbane. Not that it's the best tree, but it's more of an example of something more upright. I think we have too many Brisbanes around here.
Just so I can take the feedback back to our architect, which trees are in particular?
Well, right, one I see obviously is right here.
This
one is obviously way too close to the sidewalk, so that's considered more of a street tree
because
of the distance. So that one's going to have to be dealt with. These others, even on these corners here, I would recommend something more upright and high because you want visibility. So I would just look at maybe What's the percentage on the have they met the landscape? Exceeded or not?
Exceeded, yeah.
I think the zoning requires 10% landscape. We're hovering at 20.
Maybe just delete a couple of these trees.
No, I'm not in favor. Why can't we just substitute some other tree just as you suggested?
That's fine.
Yeah, I think that would be preferable is to do that rather than eliminate trees.
If you're going to substitute a tree, then what's going to happen is then you're going to mix everything. So then maybe come up with a different list on the frontage. That's what's going to happen.
I don't think you should be eliminating trees from a project. I think that's important to maintain the trees, and perhaps just another species would be.
Then that's fine. But that's
kind would be.
These are the trees I'm pointing out. They're going to have to be dealt with. So either address the whole or come up back with something then.
I'm happy. I'm sure our architect could address the replacement tree. Having to revise the whole frontage with the trees is this is the second
I understand
of a post conceptual, post preliminary. Kind of seems like a major step.
Wouldn't it be just possible rather than to have some variety where those on the east side are two or three or one type of tree and the ones in the front or something else?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. That's
why don't we just go with that? Perhaps the architect can come up with something that's suitable.
I
think the thing is, Chris said something more upright on that on the eastern side.
Okay.
So are we ready, sir?
Yes. Public speakers? No public speakers?
No, none.
Okay, so we have any comments anymore? Questions or comments by the board?
I think overall it looks really good. Yeah. I'm happy with it as submitted and I take to heart Chris's comments. Maybe swap the trees out, and I agree with Cecilia that rather than eliminate trees, perhaps change them out. But I think overall it's a really nice project.
Yeah. And I guess the only other comment would be about doing the chain link on the remediation equipment or reballering or some way protecting it from the trash containers. I don't know if you need to call that out or not on the plan, but so I guess that's. Are you going to make a motion? Want me to make a motion? Or Tom, you have something?
Really nothing, not much more to add. I kind of go along with you guys about the trees. Can I go ahead and make a motion?
Sure.
Okay. I'd like to make first of all, let me just do a quick question here. What would it be if, it's noted for him to come back and just to verify that the trees that are there too close to the sidewalk, that they got changed and whatever needs to be done over there, how would that be final on consent?
If I may suggest, I think what we can do is we can incorporate those comments, those general comments into the final, into a possible motion for final approval, and then with the comment that to work with staff on a substitution.
Very good.
And then
okay.
We can run it by Chair Herrera as typical director, change right. Review. See if he's a thumbs up or come back for a revised final. But I think that typical procedure, the director chair's review, I think would be a way we could go forward.
I hope I phrase this right.
And I would interject really quick. Chair Herrera would be the language we would use, although that's understood to mean his or her designee if he wishes to have someone review it in his stead.
Okay. All right. Now, hopefully, I didn't get lost here. I'd like to make a motion for final approval of the project with the note that we have concerns on the tree type located close to the sidewalk on the eastern side of the property on Stark Avenue, and that the applicant is to work with staff and to be reviewed by Chair Herrera or his designee for an appropriate replacement for said trees.
Second.
We have a motion by Member Smith, seconded by Member Brown. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have just completed H1 on final calendar. With that, we'll move to conceptual calendar. Conceptual calendar, K2. Madam Secretary, will you announce the item, please?
Item K2 is Design Review Board Permit Number 11-037-DRB, Cabrillo Business Park Buildings 1, 2, 3, and 12, located at 6767 Hollister Avenue, APN 073-450-005.
And while the applicant is setting up, if we can get declarations.
Okay. Declarations of the site.
No further ex parte and have previously visited the site.
Same.
Same.
Likewise.
Yep. Same. Same. Okay. With that, we'll move with Cindy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to make a brief statement. The applicant has submitted some photographs, some revised plan sheets on May 3rd, and then today you'll see at the back of your set sheets 7A, 7B, 31A, and 31B were submitted today. So I'm just letting you know that. I think it's your discretion as to whether you want to review those sheets today as well. Thank you.
One brief note on those sheets that were submitted today. We have not received any public comment on this project, so please use that at your discretion. And if the applicant would be so kind to explain the differences of those sheets versus previous sheets, that might make the decision easier for you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Fetty with the Cirrus Regis Group. Thank you for schedule us to come in and show you the changes for the Decker's plan that we spoke to you about a couple of weeks ago. Here with our team, architect Eric Kitabayashi, Roy Urbano, landscape architect, Troy White, our planning consultant, and Don Donaldson, our civil engineer. And we are here today seeking conceptual approval, which is really a very critical timing element as it relates to the processing that the city staff has lined up, and we're hoping the information we have to share with you today will help achieve that. So I will, Derek, Troy's going to go first.
So I guess you received sheet 7A and 7B per Cindy, so that one and 31A and 31B. Do you want us to go point by point relative to the minutes that you approved? We can go that way, or we can start off big picture landscape and then go into architecture. What's the pleasure of the chair and the board?
What would you guys think? Let's say
okay. Well, we took a look at the minutes, and item number one was restudy the architectural articulation of the warehouse building. So our architect, Eric Kibayashi, has prepared some revised elevations for you, which you now have. Those enlargements hopefully will demonstrate that. And let's see here.
So that plan is old. This will show the new footprint for the building. So you can take this. And then I have smaller sheets for each of the four.
Sorry. When did you prepare this?
This went out last.
They might already have these.
We do, but that plan that they were looking at showed the old building footprint.
Okay.
It wasn't updated. So.
Okay.
You want us to copy away this? Yeah.
Okay, you can see from building three, we the comment was add more articulation, and what we have done is at the front, the north face, we've notched each corner back. It's very similar to all the language established on the rest of the site. You can see every building 1, 2, and 12 all have corners that are notched similar. So we're proposing, it's still a warehouse building, but we're proposing that be a secondary entry. It does have glass.
The dimensions of the building have also changed. It's a little bit narrower and a little bit longer. It's still 30,000 feet, but it provides for, before you do that, Derek, a much larger landscape area on the north facade.
We went from 5 feet to 11 feet.
Meaning it narrowed in the north-south direction?
That's correct.
And lengthened east-west?
Correct. So we have 11 feet now in front as opposed to 5. Get more landscape.
The idea to provide more landscape, particularly on that northwestern corner where, Carl, I think you commented accurately that that's what you see when you come into the park, and that landscape will really soften that corner as well as the architectural elements that Derek has added here.
And then we've also recessed the truck docks into the building so we don't have that canopies coming out and giving that industrial look. Right there, the south, that's correct. That's at grade. There's two docks there, two doors, and it's set back 5 feet, and then there's a truck dock high on the east side. This is the plan, large plan. You can see, again, at the corners, we're adding glass as secondary entrances, and then these we still keep the main entry down the middle of the building.
So the east and the west and the southern side would just look like the height is
30 feet.
And the trees will be how high, Lori? Could they reach taller than 30 feet or 30 feet or what will
they? Being a range between.
Yeah, actually, we've had specific discussion. Because this property, and particularly this building, is within the airport clear zone, the runway protection zone, we have very specific height requirements relative to that. So in discussions with the airport, we're aiming somewhere between the 25 to 30-foot height level and no higher, for sure.
Okay.
So
in looking at the plans that are on the screen, you know, some things that we did in the back of the Fairview Shopping Center, they put up big screens where we had vines going up them, and I'm just wondering, to help, since it's going to take a while for these trees to reach some maturity and to do some coverage, if there might not be some way to embellish the certain portions of the building with this green screen or something, or vines or something could go up, so it would quickly cover it and provide some relief and some interest. In addition to the trees,
we could definitely, if it's agreeable, you know, for the architecture, put vines on the walls, put it on like a metal grid, not necessarily a green screen, but just
a metal grid,
and then
something like that,
stainless
perhaps
steel cable, and then have it grow up that way.
Keep in mind, on the southern side, the city's corporate yard building is what is next to the building. It's a landscape metal building as it is today.
Right, but there will be, but this is public. Will be coming in this way, will they not? This is, I mean.
No, it's a trucking entrance that will.
Well, let's do it on other side. I think it would be nice what we see if you go back in the. I think it's been a fairly successful plan to provide that. It provides quite a bit of relief against the wall, and it looks good. So I would recommend the landscaped architect incorporate some of that into the.
Okay. The stainless steel cable and eye bolts.
Whatever, however you do that, yeah. That's acceptable to the architect.
And so just for clarity, so it'll be on this western elevation?
Yeah, that'd be good.
And maybe wrapping.
Yeah, however you.
This side's sunken into grade right there.
Into grade right there. So maybe, it's only one story high.
So one story high. But
yeah, so maybe where it's not sunken into grade, it might be appropriate. I guess that's the, I don't know what elevation that would be, but.
Well, do you want to, I guess. We're sort of jumping around. So we talked a little bit about the architecture. Maybe Laura can talk a little bit about the landscaping.
Yeah. We were talking about that.
And
yes.
so that way.
Okay, so what we did is we added 8 stenocarpus along the front, a nice narrow tree. And again, we understand the height restrictions, and we're able to, within our maintenance guidelines, keep the trees within 20% of their full growth, so we'll allow them to grow, but we maintain them at, you know, 20% less than their, you know, max height. And then we buffered, you know, we added a lot more trees, oaks, and we just beefed up this side because it's all planted now. We also added another row of ginkgo here, which is going to be our proposed street tree. And I can see adding the elements of the vines mm-hmm. on the west wall. Okay. Near, I think the corners, it would actually look good because then it would just help make it disappear. We can, and then we can also,
okay,
a little bit longer here, talk about doing it on the front. You know,
I'll leave that up to you. Yeah. Ginkgos get to be very tall over time. They get to be huge, more than 30 feet.
But we'll be able to maintain them within, like...
You're going to chop off the top?
We'll keep them all pruned down. This will be a manicured park. That's the way it's going to... Well, you know, with the trees that, you know, trees that we are selecting, we're working within it. I mean...
Are there species of ginkgo that are smaller?
Yeah.
So that we'll... rather than having to alter their form to keep their natural form.
Right. We haven't looked at this in regards to FAA. We just did this whole part of the site, and that tree wasn't part of
right.
what we were...
Okay. Because yeah, I think those trees...
That's what was approved previously, is I think what she's trying to say.
Yeah. With the ginkgos?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's acceptable to let them go to their natural height? No.
We're not going to let the trees go to their natural height if it's contradictory to the...
Well, why are you putting in trees that require so much maintenance then? Why don't you put in trees that can maintain at that particular height?
You know, we just heard from the airport literally in the past few days about that they wanted to have certain height
right.
limitations
oh, okay.
on trees.
Oh,
so,
okay.
so this is very new information okay. for us. We're taking our advisement. We're going to be meeting with him. But I just wanted to introduce, particularly okay. for the project that we're dealing with here, that we're, you know, either they're going to be within the clear zone, the runway protection zone, which is, you know, a little triangular element that generally goes this direction. We'll be seeking to maintain these trees at a 25 to 30 foot height limitation. We're going to beacon them.
Or the trees don't get that tall. I mean, we are looking at trees that will, you know, grow beyond that. So, the next point.
So, in any case, those are items relative to 1 and 2, dealing with the warehouse architecture and the landscaping. In terms of the rotunda elements on 1 and 12, this also dovetails with item number 5. Pinfield Smith was kind enough to prepare this graphic, which I think has been previously provided. But if not, we can provide it right here.
Right here. Yeah.
And we also have accompanying photography that relates to that. Which I don't know if you have 11 by 17, but I did bring a few of those.
Thank you.
For you here. And we also, so if you'll see on the graphic that Don's prepared, there's a site section, and that site section correlates with the section on the bottom of the landscape plan. So, you know, you had asked about, well, you know, what is the relationship of this building 12 compared to the buildings that immediately across the street? And you'll see that we're substantially further away from the corner than any of our... not only from the corner, but also from Hollister Avenue. Whereas you were dealing with distances of about 65 feet or so on the other structures, you know, we're like 117 feet, I think, or 179 feet. So it's going to be a really open avenue. It'll allow for a lot of that lush landscaping on the corner. So
it's 170. Just so we clarify, we're set back 179 feet from the corner, whereas the Cottage Health Building is set back 72 feet. Okay. Catty corner.
So, and then if you'll look at the photos that I provided, I tried to give you a contextual feel. You know, those are what those buildings look like at a distance of 60 to 70 feet from the property corner. In terms of their heights, they'll be roughly about the, particularly the Cottage Health Systems building. That building height is probably going to be very much similar to our building, but it'll be set back about three times, about 2.5 times the distance that that particular building is. We weren't able to do a rendering, a three-dimensional in the short distance, but we thought that with the, or the short time frame that we had, but we thought that with these exhibits it would demonstrate, and then also you can see here in the site section that's depicted on the aerial, just how far away Building 12 is from that corner, and we think that particularly given the adjacent structures that we're in line with.
The height of Building 12 is roughly about the same as the Cottage Health. The new office pop-out that it was added to that building. And it's, we're also set back 2.5 times further.
So, in summary, that sort of wraps up our...
one other item?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Carl brought up the rotunda on Building 1 and that ledge that you created.
Mm-hmm.
Was, and we talked about the idea, this is Building 1's floor plan, the ground floor, entry, and then there's that overhang we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then above, I said, it would be nice if we had a bridge element across here to tie in, and that's what we're proposing. We met with Deckers, they like the idea, so we had to try and get that approved. And then so the crosshatch indicates kind of a walking
second floor walking area.
Yeah, that's right. It's still got a big open in the center, but it's really got a bridge element around there. And I did a large section kind of show architecturally how that would work.
Oh yeah.
So that's the bridge element. Their idea is really, the idea is that would be a public circulation, and then the area in the back would be more employee-based. So it's almost, kind of a branding idea. They may have some marketing tools or whatever up front. That's the idea. And you can see it's wrapping around the stair.
Just roughly how wide is that?
I think it's shown at around 6 feet, 7 feet.
Which I think is going to be dictated by fire code, will it not, Derek? Exiting requirements?
No. It won't, not that, but we're showing it at 8.5, so it's pretty nice. We may have increased that, and what it does is it provides covering for as you enter as well. So that was the main intent for that offset.
Can we get to an elevation just so I can understand?
Actually, we have this large one.
Yeah, show them the big ones. He's going to get a different one out.
So that's going to correlate with that 7A and 7B that we...
Yeah, these are the same scale, so this is enlarged. And then we toned the trees back so you can kind of see with the architecture.
So that whole second floor rotunda obviously is round, and you step back in underneath it 8.5 feet or 8 feet or whatever it is.
Right.
The two columns are
right here,
and they're round. And what material?
They're going to be a metal.
Metal clad concrete.
Metal clad. There'll be columns, and then we'll just clad them with metal column covers.
And the rotunda is metal also, right?
That's what we're proposing. Yes.
Okay.
We have a metal top fascia and a metal bottom, and then this is the glass.
Right. Okay.
And then you can see the columns.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
okay.
So, Cecilia, we did look at the trees, and if we go back to the landscape graphic. The only real constricted height limit is right here at...
Right here, where it's... They have 21 feet.
Oh.
Up here, they get bigger. So,
okay, so... Yeah, so it sounded more drastic than what it really is.
We're working within the FAA limits, and it's a different trapezoids that are shooting off at an angling up. So once you farther away you get, the higher they can be. So we don't think that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, all right.
And so the trees on that edge are, what are you proposing there?
Natural form oaks, which we probably will get rid of because,
they're too tall.
You know.
They get too big, too tall, don't
yes.
they?
Yes, yeah. Well, they would be the ones that would be maintained to keep at their smaller, at a smaller.
Can so you not, you know, it's pretty costly to maintain oak trees. I would think you'd want to find something there. You could just let them be there, something natural form that only goes to that height.
Right, we're probably going to get rid of those trees,
oh,
oak trees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, do we have any questions for the applicant? Anyone?
Can I? I didn't get a real good look at the north face of Building 3.
Right here, so we still propose the entry, and then at the corners you can see that that's the language we have on site at the rest of the building.
Right, and the gray material is?
It's either going to be painted concrete or metal.
Okay.
That's good.
And the and then that canopy cantilevers out?
I think we show it at 4 feet.
Okay.
To give it enough covering. And that's a consistent element. That's on 12.
Right, that's on, right.
Yeah, so all these elements now tie in, I think, to the rest of the site.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I think that's where, Laurie, you can, I don't know the species of tree you mentioned that you were putting there, but either something tall enough to either side of that entry or
like
the vines or something, you know. Yeah.
Well, it looks like we don't have any further questions. Any comments by the board?
Are there any speaker slips?
No.
No speaker slips.
Cindy, can you just remind us of the process, the steps that this has to go through?
Sure. So they're here before you for conceptual review, and then they're once they're completed that phase, they'll go to the decision maker, which in this case is a director level development plan amendment. And then once they receive, if they receive that approval, then they'll return to your board for the preliminary and final approval.
Okay.
I guess in that case, I have favorable comments. I think it's good. I don't have any issues at all. You guys have addressed everything quite nicely, and I'm satisfied with it for sure.
Ditto over here. I'm totally in favor of sending you guys on to the next step.
Thank you.
Yep.
Just a small question. Overall, I like it. You have a nice spread of trees everywhere. What kind of lighting you can have? Night lighting.
Night lighting is similar to what we had proposed before. We're using the same type of fixtures. We'll be coming back with that with preliminary to show you.
The fixtures haven't changed.
Yeah.
That was approved before. We'll come back with the lighting analysis, but there will be some additional bollards for the pedestrian areas. What you're going to speak to, Lori?
Right.
Okay.
And, you know. Yeah, so it's the same language. It's just shifting around because the parking shifted.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, well, I guess you did a great job with the landscaping. Looks great. The plant palette is great, so
good. We're ready for a motion.
If I may ask one quick thing, and maybe it's best after the motion. Actually, make the motion and then ask questions.
Okay. I think that we were, that I think that the motion is that we well, there's not really much motion because we sort of approve, if you will, of the conceptual.
Positive comments.
Yeah, we just continue with positive comments on to the next phase and bring it back to preliminary on when can we bring that, when can they see the director for the development plan amendment? Well, the reason I'm asking is that so I know in the motion when I can add that date. So June, the first meeting in June, perhaps, they can see the director between now and then.
What's the date in June?
First meeting.
I don't know the exact date the director will take action, and then there's a 10-day appeal period or notice period involved. So
but you should have time for him to say.
The two meeting dates in June are June 14th and June 28th.
Oh, that should be. That's
and as we look forward in the calendar, July 12th, that meeting is canceled for the DRB.
Okay, so
keep that in mind.
Well, if you think
June 14th, and
yeah.
Then we can always request continuance if that isn't
okay.
Work
then
for
I'd
the
like
applicant.
To, yeah, continue it with comments, favorable comments to our meeting of June 14th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion by Member Brown, seconded by Scott Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. Question. So roof plan, lighting plan, you know, in general, our plans are pretty refined, almost to preliminary, one might argue. So I guess what type of direction might you provide in terms of taking it to the next level or not?
I think what Lori's going to come back with a full landscape plan for preliminary.
Well, no, I think this is the preliminary plan. This is where we got to on when we got preliminary approval before.
Right, but there's some changes you indicated.
Changes will be there'll be changes that you mentioned as well as the lighting plan.
Right. So I guess maybe if there are changes to the landscape plan, I mean, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not significant. Maybe
no,
they're.
I mean, we'll have a different.
Oh, okay. Perhaps you can just address that when you come back.
And okay, okay.
We don't need to see that plan if that's because
sure.
We just approved that last time and then just lighting. And
perfect. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you,
well,
everybody, very
thank
much.
You very much.
It.
Thank you.
I've got it right here.
Okay. What maybe you could tell me.
Except.
K2. With that, we'll move into K3. Madam Secretary, will you announce the item, please?
Item K3 is Design Review Board Permit Number 11-043-DRB, Castilian Loading Dock Enclosure, located at 75 Castilian Drive, APM 073-150-008.
Okay. Has everyone visited the site?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, Chris. Seems like we've all visited the site. Okay. Shine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I don't have any big comments at this time. I'll follow on at the end. Thank you.
Okay.
Did you go arm wrestle with community services and public works and whoever deals with the parking?
Community
and
services,
the
parking. Diana White and I sat down with Shine and. What was resolved is that we're not allowed to use the front bumper overhang, the 18 inches that I needed to make my parking work. And so with this drawing, I told Shine I'll bring in and we'll move the curb 18 inches. And then put wheel stops where the curb used to be. And so I'll have a little concrete area that's not planted and left for McDonald's wrappers.
So if there's a curb...
It's a wonderful City of Goleta standard, just so you know.
It's
can you make some holes in that concrete curb to allow the water to flow into the landscaped area?
It's on a slope, so it flows down to a catch basin at the dock. I mean, it flows this way, so...
Can't we? Yeah, but if you did leave little holes in that, would it not flow into that landscaped area up here? No, I know it all flows this way, but surely some of it could flow that way. No?
No.
Okay.
If I put holes in the curb, the water from the landscape and the soil would erode out onto the driveway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
The other comment that was, I believe you brought up, Member Brown, was the trees, the existing trees. They're actually on the neighbor's property. And they will not be impacted at all. They're large palms, and we're not touching them.
But weren't they fairly low to the ground? As
they are fairly low. Their canopy is very low. I'm not sure of the species of palm. I'm not up on that.
I was just thinking, if you park your car,
they're not that low.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I've physically parked where they were proposing the compact stalls. I physically parked my Tahoe and backed it out in one move. But on paper, that doesn't work. I believe the other comment, and it shows up later in the drawings, was what it was all the species of the landscape for this new little entry island, and that shows up on one of the plans. I believe it's the there. Basically, we're matching existing, but there was one species that I couldn't identify, and so I took a picture of it to a landscape architect, and they couldn't identify it either, so I say little white flower to match existing.
Little white ground cover.
Yeah. I have no idea what it is, and neither did the landscape architect, but...
is that kind of like a thingamajig?
It's a thingamajig or a widget.
Yeah, okay.
Other than that, I think we're good to go. Shine might have something else to say, but I think we're good to go to the director for development plan amendment.
Mr. Chair, members, just to point to your attention, there will be a, if you look at the walled-in side yard, I think it's drawn in an access. I think that was a question at the last meeting. So that is there. And all of the 8 additional spaces that are being proposed are going into the, along the western side yard, or side line. So in a previous plan, one of the spaces was being carved out next to the patio, but that's no longer the case. Other than that, I don't have any comments. We're here for conceptual review. A permit type is similar as to last project, the development plan amendment. So your comments will go forward to the director for his consideration of the amendment.
And then it comes back to us for
preliminary review.
Could we preliminary is the appeal point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have any questions from the board?
No. Looks
this time. No.
Looks good to me.
Okay. This time is it's time for public comment. I believe we have a speaker slip here, Mr. Bannerman.
Chair Herrera, members of the board. My name is Gary Vandeman. Somehow I think of the death by a thousand cuts, but you know, this project is basically a big garage conversion. Okay, so putting just walls around it doesn't solve all the problems. I mean, is there HVAC? Is there lighting of fire suppress? You know, what all is involved in this? And if this is habitable space, why are we talking about it as a loading dock still? Now, this place was built as a wide open, you know, open to the sky, not open to the sky, but, you know, high structure, okay, with open sides, and now we're filling that in. So the mass of this structure increases over what you approved a couple years ago, which was, you know, some kind of slats there. I think that this is pretty massive for the neighborhood and not in character with the neighborhood. Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions or comments by the board?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, if I could chime in on that comment. We have a, actually, the city has a pretty tight control over use of space in commercial areas, in industrial areas, including the research park areas. And we reevaluate all the impacts of a project when a change of use is being presented to us at the building department stage. So we are taking at face value the description of the project being a enclosure of the truck dock, that it's going to be used as a truck dock, that that the zoning standards would be applied as such. And in the future, if there's a need for additional parking, then we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Oh, and if I can ask the board to formally comment on the couple mods that are being requested as part of this project. One is basically to allow for parking in the front yard setback as well as the side yard setback. That would be the first three spaces as you're driving in to the property. And I believe that, to my memory, is the only mod in question. Oh, yes, and the other mod that is being requested is, as a result of making of that overhang, cutting in that curb to make the parking dimension, a modification to reduce the required width of the landscape screening strip along that property line from the required 5 feet to 3 feet.
Oh, over here.
Okay. If I could make a comment there, there's 10 feet right now between the two properties. So there's a 10-foot landscape strip between the two properties, and we would be taking 18 inches of it.
I certainly don't have any problem with the requested mods. The first one, the three spaces in the front yard, we already have, based upon existing condition, another 15 that are already there and much closer to the street. So I don't think the additional three is, you know, breaking the camel's back, so to speak. So I don't have any problem with that issue. And I think the other issue is one of those unfortunate things that I've argued with the city of Goleta myself on, because I don't totally understand it, but the whole taking out the 18 inches and having them put the wheel stops where the curb is and taking out that little strip of landscaping, I think is silly, but it's the way we get in it, the city interprets it and requires it. So again, in this particular case, I don't have any problem with the requesting or approving or supporting the mod for that.
And I certainly can support both mods also.
I can echo that as well.
Well, I guess if no one else will make a motion, I'll make a motion that this was for conceptual. We appreciate the changes the applicants made, and we all support the two mods. And we'll continue this to our meeting of?
June 14th.
I'll second it.
Or preliminary.
I'm sorry. I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion by Member Brown and a second by Member Smith. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you.
See you in June.
We've just completed K3. With that, we move to advisory calendar. Seeing none, we'll move into N, discussion items. And one, request for future agenda items by members. None. M2, announcements by members. Okay, and adjourn then. Thank you.
Bridal suite, one room, bright and neat, complete for us to share. Together